two separate constellations of mainly weather satellites orbiting the Earth are equipped with 406 receivers. The entire array is known as COSPIS-SARSAT, COSPIS, a Russian acronym, SARSAT, English for Search and Rescue Satellite-Aided Tracking. The system was developed in a rare partnership between the U.S., Soviet Union, Canada, and France back in the 1970s. In the U.S., the effort was spurred on in large part after authorities were unable to ever find the wreckage from the 1972 plane crash that killed Alaska's Congressman Nick Begich, the father of Senator Mark Begich. The taxpayer-funded system has improved substantially over the decades, including a crucial switch from the 121.5 MHz signal to the 406, which transmits better from Earth to space. And now most units transmit a GPS location along with the distress signal, which greatly narrows the search area. Now, many experts say 406 locator beacons are the best way to let authorities know where you're at and that you need help.
It's a free service. People just have to buy the beacon itself.
That's NOAA Lieutenant Timothy Sinkfield, who serves as a SARSAT Operations Support Officer in Suitland, Maryland. Sinkfield says that when somebody activates a 406 beacon, everything else happens electronically and internally on their end.
So a satellite will see it and then relay it to a ground station, and there are ground stations all over the Earth, and the ground station will decode that digital signal that's on that 406, and it will, on its own, come up with the position information, and it will send it electronically to our servers here in Maryland, and from there, it will automatically route to the appropriate search and rescue authority.
Any distress beacon received from Alaskan waters will go to the Coast Guard, and from inland parts of Alaska will be transmitted to the Rescue Coordination Center at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The RCC, as its name implies, can coordinate between local, state, and federal assets to conduct a search if needed. Because each PLB is supposed to be registered to the user, Sinkfield says RCC personnel will begin their search with a telephone.
The Coast Guard or Air Force will immediately call the contact numbers that are on the registration, and they'll get more facts about, you know, the emergency.
Oftentimes, a phone call can determine that a 406 signal was sent by accident due to maintenance or malfunction before search assets are launched, or it can help figure out the circumstances behind an actual distress event. Sinkfield says that NOAA receives 12 to 15 406 distress signals per day, and many, or most of those, are not attributed to actual emergencies. But he says an average of 5 to 6 lives per week are saved nationwide thanks to 406 locators. And one place Sinkfield says he sees them used regularly is on Alaska's North Slope. Bryce Bauer is the director for the North Slope Search and Rescue in Barrow, which has been using 406 PLBs since the mid-80s.
We bought 435 of these units, and we split them up. We got 7 villages up on the North Slope. So we put 30 in the villages, and the rest were in Barrow. And when they're traveling in between villages or going hunting or boating, you could check a PLB out.
And Brower says the 406 PLBs have worked well on the North Slope.
Oh, yeah. We saved a lot of lives with these. It's really, up here, the weather changes so quickly, and people, while they travel back and forth by snow machine, and then in the summertime, people go camping with boats or by four-wheelers or by snow machines. They're real handy. When they turn on the PLB, we know exactly where to go.
Brower says that North Slope Search and Rescue probably gets notified of 5 to 10 PLB signals per month, especially when they get daylight again and people head out to hunt or travel between Barrow and the 7 outlying villages in the borough's 94,000 square miles. The RCC will first notify the North Slope Public Safety Dispatch, who forwards the information to Search and Rescue.
They call it on the radio, Search and Rescue, got a PLB alert. So on the information you get, there's a 16-digit ID number, so they just coincide with which village it is, and we just call the respective village, say, hey, you got a PLB going off, and we just checked it out.
Brower says when a person checks out a PLB from the village, they fill out a trip plan with information that could be useful in the event a rescue is needed.
The name, the date you're traveling, where you're going, how many people, if you have survival gear, if you got elders, youths, people taking medication, any kind of information that would be good when the team is responding, they know what to bring.
The North Slope Search and Rescue has assets many others in the state do not, including 2 Bell 412 helicopters with night vision and snow machines equipped with 121.5 homing beacons to aid searchers on the ground. Still, he says he's promoted the use of 406 PLBs to any search and rescue organization that will listen, based on the rapid notification of an emergency and the precise location data made available. Most new 406 PLBs on the market are not much bigger than a cell phone. They receive GPS signals and transmit those coordinates along with the 406 distress signal. Many flash a strobe light and also emit a 121.5 signal that searchers can home in on. NOAA says the devices will trigger a search and rescue effort from anywhere in the world a 406 signal is activated. New PLBs start at about $250. The batteries last roughly 5 years, and the registration and operation is all free. Of course, there's no guarantee that the search and rescue itself won't be charged to the person requiring it, though that's not typically the case in Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.